Leadership Story Talks, where we discuss the practices that engage, motivate, develop, retain, and attract people to businesses. We'll give you principles and tools based on real-world stories to leverage listening and storytelling to become a better leader and management professional. Leadership Story Talks is produced by Narrative, a company that focuses on personal storytelling for business.
When you're really focusing on people, on culture, it requires both intention and attention. You can't just have an intention without giving attention to it. And so by encouraging everyone to become more self-aware, I was kind of say I've actually snuck a little bit of therapy in for everybody without them knowing it, but they become more self-aware, but also, and equally, if not.
All right. So that was Christy Pretzinger. And, you know, I really like what she said here about kind of encouraging people to become more self-aware. And that was really the gist of this, of that entire episode and what we talked about. And that the connection that I wanted us to talk about today with Narrative's own listening and storytelling methodology is the idea of listening obstacles. So what we say at Narrative is that there's a relationship between listening and speaking. Forget about storytelling, just listening and speaking, right? So when I'm speaking, I'm kind of shaping how you are listening to me, Julian. And probably more importantly, how you're listening to me is shaping how I'm speaking. So what's coming out of my mouth right now is completely informed by how you're listening to me. So if something happened, you know, if there was suddenly a big noise or the computer turned off, I wouldn't have any listeners anymore. And that would cause me to probably stop speaking, right? And so that very simple concept is something we like to make people aware of, because if there's that relationship between speaking and listening, that means that anything that gets in the way of that relationship is really kind of an obstacle to our ability to just listen to one another. And so the more we can become aware of what drives our listening, what influences our listening, what stops our listening, what engages our listening, the more we can become present for those that we need to be present for at work and everywhere else in our lives. So that's the concept of listening obstacles. And, you know, we've done many different kinds of exercises with different kinds of clients around how to apply this idea of noticing what your obstacles are and then finding ways to set those aside so that you can really be present for others. And I know that prompted some thoughts on your end, Jules. I would love to hear that.
Yes. So I'm going to give the New York version. We did self-reflect and we said we need to be practical and show not just the theory and the aspirations, but really what's happening in many of our heads when we're sliding into the latest cyber screen meeting we're going to, or if we're fortunate in a structured meeting somewhere in reality. And it is challenging to say, I am supposed to be this focused listening person and being attentive. Great theory, but what's really happening? And one of the things I thought would be really helpful is we want to take it from theory to something actually you can use. So I know in our group sessions, we ask people to share what's getting away. They're listening and everyone listens to what's happening in the room and the environment and their heartbeat and all that good stuff, which is important because it settles people down in a workshop format. However, on a daily basis, it is conceivable that you just ask people how they're doing in their session. And if they want to offload their brain without oversharing, they can use the chat saying, I have five appointments I have to schedule. I'm running behind all day. And just kind of do a mind dump and saying, just tough times, a lot going on. And then you've centered and appreciated them. Because I keep thinking of all the managers who wanted to just start and just get down to business. And if they just invested 30 seconds of something and just have a pause, that would be good. And I know you have a great example we were chatting about. So I want to hear it. And I want you to share it with the group and what could be a luxury experience in most people's lives, the gift of 30 seconds. So go for
it. Yeah, absolutely. Because it's so hard to find that time. And yes, you're right. You know, in a workshop format, in a training format, we do have that luxury, and people are much more open because it is a training and a workshop and it's outside of your day to day. So I've got a good example of what something that happened, you know, in a day to day is we did some work for Bloomberg, the financial company. And you know, you arrive in that building in Manhattan and it's all glass everywhere. And that's by design so that literally people can see where everybody is, so that you know that so-and-so is in their office. Okay, I can go see them. But there was one thing that really struck me is that all of their emails, they are strongly encouraged to not be more than two or three sentences and to not take more than 1 or 2 minutes every time they do that. And they never, they don't have phones. It's all through messaging and all that sort of thing, right? So that's, so it's all has to be super, super efficient. So somebody, so we did a workshop for them, for their team, and somebody raised their hand and said, well, how am I going to do this in my day-to-day? Because look around you, right? It's high pressure. We never have time to break. And when we do take a break, everybody's going to see us taking a break, you know? And then someone else raised their hand and they said, but you know what? There is something I could probably do, and maybe this is inspiring to others in the group. I could actually just, in front of my computer, close my eyes, take 10 seconds to do that, just to center myself, get my mind right for the next thing. Because we are so used to doing one thing after the other, that can lead to mistakes, it can lead to burnout, it can lead to all these kinds of things. And so just those 10 seconds, taking that pause, allows you to remove whatever obstacle is coming up for you and then center yourself on the next task. And then you just do that next task. Because I think a lot of people think that I have to do this now for the rest of my life. I have to be able to identify, be hyper aware of what these things are that are keeping me from being present and being able to listen. And then I have to be able to constantly remove them and just set them aside and create all these strategies for the rest of my life. No, just do it 10 seconds at a time and see how that works for you. And then maybe increase it to 20 seconds, 30 seconds, you know, that's it.
I was going to say, and it's interesting, my computer, my bots gave you a thumbs up. I don't know why I decided to weigh in. Figure out what's on the leaderboard, right? If you are starving and you haven't had food, you know, eat something for 2 seconds or just bring something or just be anticipate, like just something simple. It's not the whole mind, body, spirit, emotional, but check in. It's just do the one thing that's driving it, right? A note, just do a mind, you know, a dump. I remember learning this in brainstorming years ago. Have two sides of the paper, do one side, some of your tasks, empty your brain, and the other side, the things you actually need to focus on in the conversation. Anything that just takes a little bit of stress and just clears you. So your voice doesn't sound like it's constricted when you start your call and you bring in this energy forth and the other party's looking at you going, what happened? Is this about us? Yeah. What do I need to know? Two very good examples. And I love the fishbowl thing. So the person just sat there and pretended they were typing at their computer.
Well, that would you say, you know, that was, if you think about it, you know, you're in front of your computer, so most people see your back.
Yes.
And, you know, she just said, you know, she just actually set everything aside. She put her feet on the ground. She put her hands on her in her lap, closed her eyes for 10 seconds and then got back to it, you know.
Absolutely.
And just one other thing, because you mentioned this kind of mind dump. And it reminded me of one client that actually, you know, went through one of our workshops, a sales team, and they had these monthly meetings, you know, 20, 30 people. And they said, you know, let's call this thing mind trash. And the analogy they used is, you know, you got to take the trash out whenever it's trash day, trash collection day. And so that's what we're going to do at the beginning of our meeting. We'll just have a very quick mind trash. And then everybody commits to taking that out, right? For this meeting only. After that, you can get back to your trash, you know, but just have a really quick check-in with everybody. So, you know, a few strategies here that you can try to apply, but that's the point is make it your own, make it your own.
Thank you.
All right. Great. Well, thank you, Julianne. And what's that?
You can use all our memories of working situations now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, thanks so much, Jules. And thanks everyone for listening. And as usual, go to your favorite podcast platform and leave us a review. And don't forget to subscribe. Go to our YouTube channel. And if you're inspired to learn more about the narrative listening and storytelling methodology and come up with these really concrete, tangible ways that you can apply it in your own workplace, consider enrolling yourself or your team in one of our training programs or coaching sessions, because that's what we do here. We'll optimize who you are as a listener, and that'll lead to you being able to tell amazing stories that are relevant to your workplace and your business. So please don't hesitate to ask. We're always happy to listen. Just go to narrative.com, N-A-R-A-T-I-V.com, and look for us and send us a message. All right, and see you next time.
For more information on the narrative listening and storytelling method and how it can help your business, go to narrative.com.